And so we continue in Nefesh HaChaim, Shavua Tov, Shaar Bet, Perek Dalet. Towards the end of Perek Dalet. Zehu inyan habracha lo yitbarach bechol habrachot v'atfilot. So that is the explanation, that is the meaning of every bracha, every blessing that we say to Hashem in our brachot and our tefillot. Shepirushohu, the meaning of the bracha, the goal, the objective of the bracha is tosefet veribui mamash kemashma'o kanal, that we are praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every bracha is really a tefillah, is a bakasha to Hashem that there should be a tosefet veribui. Baruch, he explained previously, that it's a lashon of tosefet veribui. There should be an additional power of elakut, more godliness coming into the world. We just started. Page tzadik aleph. Shezeu retzono yitbarach, mitam kamus ito yitbarach. For the reason that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, that is the will of Hashem, שנתקן ונייחד על ידי הברכות והתפילות הכוחות והעולמות העליונים. That through our brachot and our tefillot, we can effect a tikkun, we can bring about a tikkun and a yichud. Those are two important words to always remember. Tikkun and yichud. Tikkun means to fix the worlds, to purify, לצרף בהם את הבריות, as we explained previously, and yichud, and to connect one world to another. Leyached et ha'olamot. So tikkun is on each and every world. Leyached is between one world to another. And that is done through our brachot and tefillot. What is the tikkun and the yichud for? Sheyihyu muchanim ureuyim lekabalat shifat kedushat or elyon. That the Olamot Elyonim, all the way down to Olam HaMaaseh, that's our world, should become receptacles, should be muchan, should be prepared and ra'uy and fit to receive the shefa of Kedushat Or Elyon, the holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ulehamshich ulehosif bahem, see, lashon tosefet veribuy, lehamshich ulehosif bahem Kedushat Ha'or v'rav berachot. To draw forth, lehamshich means to draw down into all the olamot brachot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the light of the holiness of the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to increase in them the light and the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From where? Me'atzmuto yitbarach hamitchaber alehem umitpashet betocham. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, down to the Sefirot, down to the Olamot, to which he connects in this world, to into which he is mitpashet. Umimela yushpa zeh tosefet bracha vehakdusha gam al am segula. Once there is a shefa bracha vetosefet oru kedusha that comes down to the Olamot, through our brachot and tefillot, mimela there is a tosefet bracha u'kedusha that comes specifically upon the Am Segula. Shegarmu v'sivevu lechol hakavod hazeh. Because the Am Segula, Am Yisrael, they are the ones that brought about this tikkun. So they deserve a little bonus for that. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, V'nivrechu becha kol mishpechot ha'adama. V'nivrechu becha kol mishpechot ha'adama, that all the families of the world will be blessed because of you. In that phrase of the Torah, we have this. Is contained this. How? How is the world blessed because of Avraham v'Zar'o? Through what they do. Through the brachot and the tefillot. When we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Baruch, we are saying that the or of Kedushat HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shefa Rav Berachot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come down to the olamot of this world and be mevarech, bless the world with everything that is good. And mimela, a tosefet kedusha in bracha comes upon the Am Segula. Yes, Rabbi Shmuel.
The main role.
There may be a limited role that they have, because the truth is, as we're also going to further develop in Perek He, that we're going to revisit what we learned in Shar Aleph, the idea of Tzelem Elokim. If you remember, the entire Shar Aleph mostly was based on the idea that Adam is a Tzelem Elokim. How is he Tzelem Elokim? He's in charge of all the kochot ha'elyonim. Through him goes, you know, everything goes in the olamot ha'elyonim. So really, that is the tafkid of Adam keshehu, the Adam. So there is a role to the whole world. But if you remember, we did learn in Shar Aleph that the main player in that is Am Yisrael. If you remember, we learned that meforashot in Shar Aleph, that it's Am Yisrael, that they are the ones, that's part of Atem Kurim Adam. Ken? Atem Kurim Adam. We have the tafkid of Adam, and that is what Tzelem Elokim is. Every Adam is Tzelem Elokim. Even a non-Jew, every human being is Tzelem Elokim, is a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You look into the eyes of any human being in the world and you see Hashem. Any human being. But the ones who are mostly active in the role of the Tzelem Elokim is Am Yisrael.
So again,
they are the main players, the main ones who are in charge of this role of bringing about Tikkun Olam. Yeah, it's all upon us. And by the way, they know it by instinct. And that's why they hate us.
The Goyim have no responsibility for
Tikkun. I didn't say they have no responsibility. Of course they do. But it's in a much more earthly way. Not in the sublimities of the Olamot HaElyonim. Tikkun Olam is a tafkid on every human being. Every human being has to be Metaken Olam. There's a lot Tikkun Olam to do down here, you know? And definitely, so every person who lives decently and does his job with honesty and with loyalty is partaking in Tikkun Olam, no doubt. No matter who he is, no matter where he comes from, is part of Tikkun Olam. But the sublime Tikkun Olam that we're talking about, that comes through brachot and tefillot, of mentioning of Hashem's name, of thinking about Hashem, of speaking, this is mainly Am Yisrael, Am Segula, what he's saying over here. וזהו שאמר רבי ישמעאל כשביקש הוא יתברך מאיתו. So now, if you remember, he'd mentioned this in the beginning of Perek Gimel, now he comes full circle to the tefillah of Rabbi Ishmael. This is what Rabbi Ishmael, Kohen Gadol, when he went in, the Gemara Brachot of Zayin, when he went into the Kodesh HaKodashim, and Hashem told him, Yishmael beni barecheni. So what did he say? Yehi ratzon milefanecha sheichbeshu rachamecha et ka'ascha v'igolu rachamecha al midotecha v'titnaheg im banecha b'midat rachamim v'tikanes lahem lifnim mishurat adin. He prayed. He said, Yehi ratzon, may it be your will, Hashem, that your compassion should overcome your ka'as, your anger. Sheichbeshu rachamecha et ka'ascha. We say this every morning in the Korbanot. V'igolu rachamecha al midotecha. Your rachamim should overcome all other midot. It should affect all the other midot. It should be through rachamim. Vetitnahegim banecha b'midat rachamim, and mimela you should behave with your children b'midat rachamim v'tikanes lahem lifnim mishurat adin. Ve'ayin zohar chadash rut samech zayin amud bet. Rabbi Nachman patach. Is it Rabbi Nachman? Rabbi Nechemia. Thank you. I have reshnun, so I wasn't sure. Rabbi Nechemia patach ve'achalta ve'savata uverachta et Hashem Elokecha. Ve'amar Rabbi Yudai, gadol koach birkat hamazon shemosif koach bracha befamalia shel ma'ala. There you have it. By the way, you see this all the time, that in one sentence of Chazal, in the Midrash or in the Gemara, you have all the explanations of the great Mekubalim. So Chazal, they knew all of this. This is not new stuff. It's new to us, but Chazal, they already said. So look at this sentence. Gadol koach birkat hamazon. Imagine if we could remember this sentence before we say birkat hamazon. Gadol koach birkat hamazon shemosif koach bepamalia shel ma'ala. How great is the power, is the energy that is released with birkat hamazon? Shemusiv koach. It increases power. Befamalia shel mala. Familia is like family. Is in the family of mal, which means in a kadosh baruch hu and in the malachim and in the olamot ha'elyonim, in all the higher and sublime worlds. Our Birkat HaMazon, me and you, when we say Birkat HaMazon, it's Mosif Koach B'Pamalia Shel Mala. So imagine now how we say Birkat HaMazon, the better we say it, the more Koach. We learned that also, that it's all depending on how much energy we put in it, that's how much energy we are giving the world. V'lachen amu azal brachot lamedhe rabotai. And also in the Zohar Chadash, kol ha'ochel ve'eno mevarech nikra gazlan. Right? I'm sure you know this Gemara in the beginning of the sixth Perek of Brachot. Anyone who eats and does not say a bracha, he's called a gazlan. So normally we explain, what does it mean he's called a gazlan? You took food, let's say a fruit, and so you have to ask permission from Hashem. What's asking permission? Saying the bracha. If you don't say the bracha, it's like you stole the fruit from Hashem, right? But the deeper meaning, that's true. The deeper meaning of nikra gazlan is in the context of what we're learning over here. Without saying the bracha, you stole from the world. That potential koach, that potential koach bepamalia shel mala, tosefet veribui or kedushat or elyon, has been denied that because you did not say a bracha. Kol ha'ochel ve'eno mevarech nikra gazlan. Now, see how the Gemara brings it from a pasuk that says, Shene'emar, gozel avi ve'imo, Chaveru lebaal mashchit. Gozel aviv ve'imo. He steals from his father's, from his mother. Ve'en aviv, ela kadosh baruch hu. So a person who doesn't say a bracha is stealing from a kadosh baruch hu. Ech ze, how could that be? Ki hu gozel umonea meha'olamot shif'at ha'bracha ve'akdusha. Remember the duality that we always spoke about. Atzmuto yitbarach atzmut yachid or en sof baruch hu. And there is also how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitchaber el ha'olamot. So when we say gozel et HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's stealing from Hashem, the shif'at ha'bracha ve'akdusha shehaya tzarich le'ashpia ba'em al yedei birkato, it's not referring chas v'shalom to atzmuto yitbarach. We cannot steal anything, we don't diminish, we don't decrease anything from atzmuto yitbarach. We already spoke about that and made that clear before. But in the way Hashem is mitchaber to the worlds, we stole. Gozel aviv ve'imo is gozel shifat habracha ve'akdusha she'etzach leshpia bahem al yedei birkato. V'chen kol ha'mikraot. So now the Nefesh HaChaim says, anytime we see in the psukim, especially in Tehillim, barechi nafshi et Hashem. What's this barechi nafshi et Hashem? What is he asking? He's asking for more tosefet of elakut in the world, into those worlds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitchaber to. Baruch atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael, that we say before Vayvarech David. Come, it's a pasuk from Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Kavtet. V'chol kayotze bo. Hakol hu al ze ha'inyan. It's always on this understanding. U'mitzad retzono yitbarach litchaber el ha'briyah. It's all in the context of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to connect to this world. The more, the bracha gives more connection. That's to put it simple. Our brachot, our tefillot, cause a stronger connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the world. And the connection means shefa, bracha, v'chesed. That's what the connection means. So that's the tikkun ha'olamot and yichud ha'olamot. By achieving tikkun and yichud, we are achieving hitchabrut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'olamot, and thereby we are making the world a better place, a more blessed place, a happier place. You never know. You never know if you say Birkat HaMazon in Cedarhurst with Kavanah, if someone in Lawrence, trying to, you know, I was going to say someone in Japan, but if someone in Lawrence feels better about a certain issue that he has. All of a sudden he found a pitaron, he found a solution to his problem. And it was like, wow, from nowhere. You never know how that came about. It could be, we're all connected. See, New York Telephone, they're not the only one that came up with that. We're all connected. You remember that commercial, right? We're all connected, New York Telephone. It's true. We're all connected. If we say a bracha here, we're giving a bracha there. Many times you have parents who have tzar, about, let's say, their children that are not, you know, so much doing well when it comes to ruchaniyut. They're still getting there, and, you know, and they need to get better. And it causes a lot of ogmat nefesh to the parents. I mean, left and right, we see this. That's the galut of today, by the way. That's a very big part of the galut of today, this tikkun that parents and children have to go through, the dynamic between parents and children. I heard once that many times if a father, let's say, is coming to Bet Knesset, and he feels bad that his son didn't come, or is not there, you know. So there's a tzar, you know. Take him with you to shul here. Have him in mind when you go to Bet Knesset. You never know if that genuine chibur, that connection, that ahava, that you're filling up your lungs with for your son, despite the fact that physically he's not there, but you are saying your birkot yotzer and ahavat olam together with him. You're saying the Kriyat Shema together with him. You never know. It could very well be that the energy of that ahavat olam that you're saying is going to transfer to him without us understanding how and where and what and in which way.
Hello, Rabbi. Yes, Natan. Rabbi Friend gave a lecture. He said in the 1950s, a Chazonish, that was the name of the rabbi.
Sure, Chazonish, of course.
He was talking about how there's going to be in the future Balei Tshuva. At that time, it wasn't a big movement, Balei Tshuva. So he was talking about there's going to be in the future Balei Tshuva. Why was there going to be a Balei Tshuva? The Chazon Ish said, no prayer goes to waste. No tefillah goes to waste. He says that the prayers of the parents, the grandparents, the great-grandparents of these people who went away from religion, one day it's going to come.
Exactly. Exactly. Very good. That's exactly. Nothing goes, it doesn't dissipate into thin air. No. It creates. It creates, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodeh Ta'alumot, he is the one who knows when and how and where.
And then he said in the 70s and the 80s and 90s, all the it all came. A lot of Balei Tshuvas all of a sudden.
So you're saying it was a tutsa'a, it was a result of the yeah, tears and the prayers of before.
The very parents, true. The grandparents, the great-grandparents, yeah.
Very true. Al Zene Emar, the final words of Perek Dalet. That's what the Gemara says, or it's a hint in what the Gemara says in Menachot Samech Dalet, Shabbat Kuftet Zayin. Ha'avodah tzorech gavoah. The literal meaning of avodah tzorech gavoah is the avodat bet hamikdash, the avodah of the korbanot. We began Sefer Vayikra today. The avodah of korbanot is tzorech gavoah. Everything that we do in the korbanot is of the utmost importance. That's what means tzorech gavoah. Tzorech gavoah, it is needed. Don't belittle any detail of a korban, because it is needed for Gavoa, for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But in the depths of what we're learning here, Ha'avodat Tzorech Gavoa, our Avodat Hashem of the Tfilot and the Brachot and the Korbanot, the Brachot that we say is Tzorech Gavoa. A Kadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol needs it, not a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. Aval, for his Elakut to be Mitchaber La'olamot, it is imperative, it is needed, zenachutz meod, our brachot, our tefilot, ha'avodat tzorech gavoah, it depends on us. And that's what he revisits in the beginning of Perek He. He says, we're just going to start a few words, okay? Omnam lehavin ikaro shel inyan ha'tosevet v'ribui bracha v'ha'olamot al yedei ma'aseh ha'adam. To understand how the tosefet and ribui bracha in the olamot is dependent, is contingent on ma'aseh ha'adam, on the conduct of Adam, of us. U'mahut ha'inyan tzorech ha'olamot laze. And the fact that our brachot, our tefillot are the tzorech, are needed for the olamot. Hine razal amru chachamim, tell us in brachot afyut. Hani chamisha barichi nafshi keneged mi amaran David. The five barichi nafshi that David HaMelech says, corresponding to what is it? Lo amaran ela keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keneged HaNeshama. The Gemara tells us over there are five characteristics that are similarities between Hashem, Kivyachol, and the Neshama. So when David HaMelech said, Barichi Nafshi Et Hashem, and he said it in that Mizmor, he said five times, Barichi Nafshi, what is he referring to? He's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Neshama, that have in common five things which the Gemara enumerates there. And he begins it with a vechule. He says, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melo Kol HaOlam, or Male Kol HaOlam, Af HaNeshama Mele'a Kol HaGuf. The Gemara says, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the entire universe, so too the Neshama fills our entire guf. You know, it's not like some kind of circle that we have in us, you know, like a puff or something of smoke that we have in it, which is the Neshama. No, the Neshama is everywhere. It permeates our entire body. So that's a similarity between the Neshama. Of course, there's nothing similar. There's nothing that could compare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's something that of a dimayon. It's like it's for us to understand some kind of a comparison between the Neshama and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein amu b'Vayikra Rabba. Now he gives us all the Marei Mekomot. He says, this is quoted in Vayikra Rabba. Dvarim Rabba, Midrash Tehilim, Tikunim, Resh Tikun Yud Gimel, Ra'aya Mehemna, that's the Zohar, and Ayen Etz Chaim, that's the Ari HaKadosh, Shar Pnimiyut V'chitzoniyut, Sof Drush Yud Alef. I'm going to skip the Haggahah for now. We'll come back to it, Vezad Hashem, next time. But I just want to do one more paragraph. Vezehu she'amru razal b'masechet Rosh Hashana u'be'avodah zarah b'braita kol ha'partzufot mutarim chutz miparzuf Adam. All images can be sketched to a certain degree. But parzuf Adam, to make a face of a human being, is not pashut. Not pashut. There are halachot, without getting into the halachot right now, but it's more chamur, it's more serious to make a full image of the Adam. That's why if you check in our history, the Jewish nation was not really into making, what is this called? Busts? It's called busts, right? Mm-hmm. To make the heads like of human beings, like faces. Jewish people were never into that. You'll notice. You can dig and dig in the Jewish places in Eretz Yisrael, you won't find stuff like that. You'll find the kli letilat yadayim. You'll find maybe a mikveh here or there. You'll find stuff like that. But these type of images of human beings, of faces, of people, we weren't into doing that ever. And when it comes to partzuf adam, it's much more serious. Why? Mefaresh tama, the Gemara explains why. Dichtiv lo ta'asun iti elohe chesev elohe zahav. At the end of parashat Yitro, don't fashion with me. Elohe chesev elohe zahav. Maze with me, the Gemara says, lo ta'asun oti. Iti is like oti. By fashioning a face of a human being, it's like oti. It's like fashioning the face of Hashem. It's like saying, this is a God. Chas v'shalom. V'chen matzinu bezohar, peregvav, ubebereshit rabba amru. K'tiv. Ki yesh adam she'amalo bechokhma. Amar Rabbi Yudan. Gadol kochan shel nevi'im. Shemedamim tzura leyotzra. How great was the greatness of the Nevi'im, of the prophets? Shemedamim tzura leyotzra. That they compared the tzura, that's us, leyotzra, to the Creator. That they made that connection between the human being and Hashem. Shene'emar, as it says in the Pasuk, Va'eshma kol adam ben ulai. Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Simon. Itlan karya ocharan de mechubar yatir minden. Shene'emar ve'al demut hakise. Demut kemar'e adam. Ubemidbar haba parasha yutet. Chochmat adam ta'ir panav. Amar Rabbi Yudan. Gadol kochan shel nevi'im shemedamim demut gevura shel ma'ala. He's giving us all these ma'amarim over here that are talking about the comparison of Tzurat Adam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we understand that it is alluding to the concept of Tzelem Elokim. Okay, we get it, right? I always like to say, and it's important, if you want to be mitchazek in the emunah of the idea of Tzelem Elokim, always remember that looking, why are we ashamed to look at each other, you know, to stare at each other for more than, you know, 2-3 seconds? It always gets awkward, right? It's a normal thing, a staring contest, right? Why is that? Why is that? Because a human being's face is very, very intimidating. It's very intimidating. If you look into the eyes of it, that's why people say, you want to lie? Lie to me in my eyes, right? It's hard to lie to a person when you're looking in his eyes. Very hard. And that's Tzelem Elokim, Rabotai. When we look into the eyes of another Jew, we have to remember, we're looking into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is looking at us through the eyes of another human being. It's so true. You don't find this, with all due respect to animals, okay, where we love animals and all that you like, and all that. Aval, it's not a Tzelem Elokim. This, we have to say what's true. It's not Tzelem Elokim. And that's why I'm telling you, you could have a staring contest with your dog. If you have a dog, experiment at home. Have a staring contest. He's not going to know what happened to you, but he's not going to care either, and you're not going to feel anything either, I think, right? I really don't think that you have that effect. But with a human being, there is this busha. There is this like intimidation or embarrassment or a shyness, you know, and you look away. And that's Tzelem Elokim. That's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Tzura LeYotzra, Shemedamim Tzura LeYotzra. So how do we understand that? Chas v'shalom, this could also be taken in a very wrong way. A person could, chas v'shalom, make a mistake to begin to think thoughts of avodah zarah of a human being. What do you mean you're comparing a human being to Hashem? That's ridiculous to say such a thing. What do you mean, gadol koach ha-nevi'im shemedamim tzura liyotzra? Chas v'shalom, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, el mi tedamyuni ve'eshve, to who can you compare me to? Yomar Kadosh. There's no such a thing as comparing Hashem to anything. So what does that mean? And he's going to revisit here what we learned in Shal Aleph.
It's to understand and to, you know, to connect. To understand how, understand.
That's the power of Tzelem Elokim. But the depth of Tzelem Elokim is that we do have something that is similar with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is that we can affect. We can. Hashem created the world in such a way that we, through our brachot, through our tefillot, it's up to us to make the world a better place. That's the real meaning of Tzelem Elokim. That's how we are similar. That's the midamim tzura leyotzra. But we'll talk about that v'ezrat Hashem more again.
Like korban, karev. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Korban, right?
To come close,
to bring Hashem
closer through the korban. Yes. That's definitely part of the meaning of korban. Although the pshat, never forget, the pshat of the word korban is I am bringing something close to Hashem. Ani makriv, adam ki akriv, mikem korban. But it's a double reaction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes closer to us with the avodat korbanot. That's tzorech gavoah that we say. Yes. That in one place, first of all, he's going to be makdish an entire sha'al for the koach of Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is in a whole different league.
It's a different type of shefa.
I can't answer you in that. I don't know, you know, what in the difference in the shefa, but it is in a different league of its own. The avodah of Talmud Torah, the effect that it has on the world, is much more powerful. And the Nefesh HaChaim dedicates an entire Shaar Daled, which we hope to get to Bezat Hashem, about Limud Torah.
So far it's in the context of Brachot.
Yes, so far. Shaar Bet is basically about Tefillah. Is about Tefillah, the Tikkun of Tefillah. So we'll see Bezat Hashem.